Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News matters to me the most. I would say global economy.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:46 on a Friday morning. Three big things. President Trump in France defends his son's Russian lawyer meeting.
Two.
Questions about the state's report on what happened during an El Dorado prison disturbance.
One.
Wichita police crack down on crime along the Kellogg Corridor. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita today, well, we're still at $2.15 a gallon. We had that jump in prices earlier in the week, and we're still around that, so it's $2.15 a gallon here in Wichita. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, home of the 34.95 oil change.
Partly cloudy today with a 40% chance for rain and a high of 91 degrees. That's after yesterday's high of 101. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 70. Saturday mostly sunny, tomorrow's high 91 again, now mostly cloudy. Southeast wind at 5 miles per hour and 72 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, and coming up tomorrow morning, Saturday morning at 8 o'clock right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita Means Business. Hosted by our very own John Pullman. Good morning, John. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Thank you for letting me be slipping in here today.
All right, slip on in there.
All right. Hey, we have some guests coming tomorrow. I'm really excited about. They each have some great stories. John Stumpf, he's with Energy Control Products. And it's amazing. They do brand new windows, doors, and siding on your home. It's amazing how much money you can save now with the new products that are out. And so if you need new windows or doors or whatever, boy, this would be a great show to catch because you can save some big bucks on your utility bills.
You think I should get new windows on my house?
I think you should.
Those burlap bags we have covering the windows.
It might cut down.
That doesn't keep a lot of wind out there.
I thought those were your curtains.
No, those are the windows.
All right. Then Joel Sylvester, he's with a brand new business coming to Wichita called Five Star Call Center.
Yeah.
And they're going to be right here in our building.
You're kidding.
They're hiring hundreds of people. Like right now, they're hiring 100 people. And then again in the fall towards the holiday season, they'll hire another 100 people. And they provide customer service efforts for companies all over the country. They have all kinds of great training. He's going to tell us all about it. So if you know somebody that's looking for a job, a good job with some good people.
Five-star call center.
That's right. You know, like if you call someplace for some customer service, you need some help.
Yeah.
It's very likely you'll be talking to these guys.
Hey, great.
Yeah, instead of talking to somebody in Mumbai.
Right.
You'll be talking to somebody in Wichita.
Somebody here that knows all about it. They can help you out.
Excellent.
That's what they do.
Terrific.
And then the big finale will be Kevin Jenks coming in from the 2017 NBC World Series. Do you know it's the 83rd World Series coming into Wichita here? It starts up July 22nd and goes through August 6th. They're going to have all the details tomorrow on the players, the teams coming in. The big league stars are going to be a part of the tournament, and so it's all going to be happening at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, and so that's what's going on tomorrow. It'll be lots of fun.
Sounds like another great show, John.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Wichita Means Business, and you can hear that tomorrow morning, Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, hosted by John Pullman.
Steve, I worked in a call center at one point in my
life. You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Best Western Hotels had a call center here back in the 80s, and I worked for them for one summer. Extremely interesting.
I'll bet.
I was thinking it might be an opportunity for Steve to get another part-time job or something.
I need a couple of part-time jobs.
Yeah?
Be right here in the building. He could shuffle over there.
And get through doing the show here. Just go up there and put in 7-8 hours.
Exactly.
Wouldn't have to go far.
Thank you guys for that great idea.
You're welcome.
Terrific. 850, Steve and Ted. Americans curtailed their shopping in June with less spending at restaurants, department stores, and gasoline stations. The spending pullback came despite a healthy job market and suggests that economic growth may remain sluggish. Yeah. Commerce Department reports retail sales fell 0.2% after declining 0.1% in May. Apparently, we're not really too much interested in going shopping right now.
Back-to-back down months.
Yeah. Now, these spending figures are closely watched because consumers account for roughly 70% of U.S. economic activity.
Yeah, but, I mean, once we get back to school type stuff, people buying things.
That's going
to
kick in soon. They've already got the displays up for all the supplies. Yeah. Lower costs for gas, airline tickets, new and used cars, and wireless mobile home phone plans kept U.S. consumer prices flat in June. Evidence that inflation remains muted. So the prices are still flat, but nobody's buying just yet. Labor Department says the unchanged reading followed a drop of 0.1% in May. Inflation has climbed just 1.6% from a year ago. So inflation is just, it seems like, just almost non-existent. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted. Women taking center stage at the Wichita Business Journal. And with us this morning, the update is editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal on the streets today. The 25 women who were recognized as winners of the 2017 Women in Business Awards. The weekly edition includes profiles of all the winners who come from a variety of industries and organizations. About 400 people attended the awards luncheon Thursday at the Hyatt Regency Wichita. And for the first time in 8 years of the program, the WBJ named three previous honorees to the Women in Business Hall of Fame. Each came from the first year of the awards, 2003. They are Helen Galloway of the First Place and Women of Wichita Charitable Foundation, Anita Oberwartman of Metro Courier and Wilson Building Maintenance, and Marilyn Pauley, Vice Chair of Commerce Bank. Also this week, our special report on human resources. Area HR professionals are wading into the battle for talent as the competition for good people heats up. Carrie Cox of Allen Gibson Hulick says it's important for companies and their HR departments to create a benefits package and retention plan to attract and keep the best employees. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. It's 8:53 now, Steve and Ted. Today is July 14th, which is Bastille Day in France, where they celebrate the storming of the Bastille.
Storm the Bastille.
It's a big jail, and they freed seven people there, and then the revolution came along.
Yeah, it was this huge building, and there weren't many people inside.
Yeah, they got them all out, and then they started the revolution. They invented something called the guillotine, which chopped people's heads off, and everybody who they politically was opposed to the revolution got to go get their head chopped off.
Yeah.
The French were pretty ugly about their revolution, I think.
Yeah, they made things pretty expedient. There wasn't a lot of appeals.
No more opposition. No.
You were.
Today is, if you don't want to celebrate the French and Bastille Day, it's National Nude Day. A serious event.
There what are now?
Nude.
Ah.
There are a sizable number of nudist groups around the world. Did you know that, Ted?
Well, remember, wasn't there one up in Harvey County?
There used to be one up and around Newton,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Newton Nudes.
Newton.
Yeah, Nudeton. Today is the final day at work for...
There's no better place to be naked than Harvey County.
Oh, actually, this time of year, yeah. Chief Ron Blackwell, Wichita Fire Department, this is his last day on the job today. Ron, thank you for your service, and I hope you have a great retirement.
Yes.
He's a good friend to us. Thank you, sir. Also, Dave Dahl having a birthday today. Is it today or tomorrow?
Today.
Today.
Judge Dahl.
Judge Dahl, who, of course, is the color voice of the Wichita State University basketball team. He was on the team at Wichita State, and I don't know if he played that much, but he was on the team. So, hope he has a great day. He's one of our good friends.
Happy birthday, Judge Dahl.
Judge Dahl, way to go. And tomorrow marks 47 years for Steve on the radio. 47
that's
years
you.
Ago.
Steve yep, McIntosh. That's me. Your first day in radio was 47 years ago tomorrow.
All right.
Wow.
Coming up, KNSS News at 9, Congress has a new health care proposal to look at. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!